WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
We are here in the morning, and it's opposite day, so we are, I guess we'll actually do some good radio today. you know we always are doing great radio. We're always having a great morning show. Wednesday morning show is supreme.
This is true.
Queen supreme. So we've got some great things going on to you. It's opposite day. We're going to talk about the Oscar nominations. We're going to, of course, celebrate the day in all the special ways that we do that. So stay tuned for the rest of the show today. Christian, tell me what's been going on with you just now or just recently?
Recently, Well, this week, it's been Guerrilla Theater Week. You're an APO member.
Yep.
So a lot of dance rehearsals from it's like late at night.
Okay, so you're doing the dance.
So I'm kind of tuckered. I've been tuckered out from that, but it's been a lot of fun. So that's my week, really, just a lot of rehearsing for stuff.
Awesome. Well, we'll be dancing all through the great music that we're playing this hour. Here's Deer Tick with Baltimore Blues Number One.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Naked Sun by Anyone Know Us on The Morning Show on 90.7 WVUA-FM, The Capstone. Now, Noah, we were just talking about the Oscars, were we not?
That is correct. We were talking about the Oscars because the Oscar nominations just came out yesterday.
Indeed.
And disclaimer, of course, we know Oscars are silly and goofy, but we're just having a little fun. And using it as an excuse to talk about movies and stuff.
Which is always real fun.
Yes. So, Christian, what are your reactions to the Oscars so far? What are your initial reactions?
Okay, well, there are a few ones where I'm scratching my head a little,
As far as for Best Picture category?
Even for other things, you know, the Causeway nomination, Brian Tyree Henry for a supporting role.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can see it, but I feel like there could have been some better choices. And also, for cinematography, this isn't a scratch in the head. I just want to say I'm really glad that they nominated All Quiet on the Western Front.
Uh-huh. Have you seen that one?
It's beautiful.
Okay, I need to watch that one.
And I'm really glad they nominated Elvis.
Okay, yeah, and cinematography in Elvis is definitely it was fun. It was flashy.
It's definitely a Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah, it's very maximalist. But I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of having fun. Some people be like, he's blah, 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 but
no,
I'm like,
I love Baz Luhrmann, but I feel like he's an acquired taste.
I was sort of surprised not to see Top Gun on there for cinematography because that movie was very, very nice to look at and everything. Very beautiful movie. So I was like, really?
No,
okay,
that is. I would have expected that.
Yeah, so Oscars came out. It was interesting to see a few of the snubs or whatever. I know a couple people were talking about things that they were looking to see or whatever and things. I know Viola Davis and The Woman King. We didn't see any of that.
No.
So I was like, okay. But Austin Butler is nominated again for Best Actor. He won the Golden Globe. So I don't know. We'll see if he ends up getting it. But it's always kind of interesting to see in some of these like smaller categories. I know you were talking about you're talking about actor category or whatever or supporting actor. It is kind of neat to see some of these other movies highlighted or whatever. And I know that movie Living got some interest in it or whatever. And then that To Leslie got some stuff. Recognized for it or whatever. It's nice to see that all the actors are not just the people that are in the best picture and everything.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I just thought of this might sound a little zany, and I'm definitely not a film buff.
Yeah.
You know, not snobby at all about films, but I would have expected The Batman to be somewhere on Best Picture nominees over maybe like Triangle of Sadness or something.
Yeah. So we'll see.
You're gonna have to
stick around for one of our future breaks where we talk about all the Best Picture stuff. You're gonna have to stick around for that. But the Batman, it got some technical nominations. I was happy to see it get like hair and makeup and everything like that. But I don't know. I thought it was a fun movie. Seems like the type of thing that they. I guess it's it's interesting to think about, like, what is the Oscars take on superhero movies? Because obviously, like, Joker was very big, and it got nominated and everything, and Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor. But, like, it's like, what makes a superhero movie something that they will nominate? Because, I mean, they didn't nominate Black Panther Wakanda Forever either for Best Picture. But it's interesting. But, you know, what I was happy to see? I was happy to see in the original... Best Original Song, that our boy, Natu Natu, which won the Golden Globe for Best Original Song, is nominated here again.
Let's hope for a sweep. Come on.
Yeah, so we're hoping for a Natu Natu sweep here at the Oscars. And so the Oscars are March 12th, so it's about a month and a half out. And as we're going to be talking about it a little bit more. We're going to be talking about our thoughts on Best Picture. But don't go away. We're going to play you some Natu Natu right here on The Morning Show. All right, woo!
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
It's cloudy but clear. However, light rain's expected to start in 26 minutes, and at the 9 a.m. hour, we have a 100% chance of rain. It's currently 47 degrees. We've got a high of 56 and a low of 39. So it's chilly. It's going to be a little rainy. It's going to be cloudy. So, you know, grab an umbrella, grab a raincoat. Make sure to wear a layer or two.
And we will see how it goes. And we'll definitely keep you updated in the weather in the 9 o'clock hour and let you know what's going on before you head out for your day. But, you know,
whether the weather is good or bad, we always got something to make you glad.
And so because it's opposite day, I'm going to be giving the positive affirmation for the day. And whereas Christian usually composes them and does so good and well, but I will do the positive affirmation today. And today's positive affirmation is related to circumstances. Just like our saying says, whether the weather, you know, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, whether you wake up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed, you can still make the day something that you want it to be. And the positive affirmation for the day is that I will make this day the best day that I can have. It doesn't have to be the best day ever. It doesn't have to be even the somewhat good day. But I am going to make this day the best day that it can be. And that is the positive affirmation for today. So as we continue on here in the morning shows, stay tuned. We've got to celebrate the day, and just our next break here, going to be talking a little bit about some fish tacos, maybe? I don't know. Stay tuned. Here's a Stuck in Waveforms with Never Wanted.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
On 90.7 Capstone. That was Mojito. Fun little groovy right there. Whoa. All right. Are we dancing right now? We're dancing right now. Uh-oh. We're getting the moves. We're getting the moves. This is 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. It's National Fish Taco Day.
Yes.
So have you ever had fish tacos, Christian?
I do love a fish taco with like a good squeeze of lime on it, you know.
I've never had a fish taco.
I've had fish.
And I've had tacos, but I've never had a fish taco. Interesting thing that I just tried the other day. So Panda Express, you know.
Yeah.
Usually, my favorite thing to get there is I'll get a rice bowl with orange chicken.
Yeah.
A banger, slaps, everything.
Indeed. And if you're a freshman, or just have one of the good meal plans, you can use a VIP meal on that.
Okay. Good deal. So, yeah. Panda Express, or you can use Dining Dollars. That's what I used. So went to the Panda Express and did that. But I was there because of shout out to anyone who went to our screening on Monday. She said we screened the movie, and you could, if you went, you saw me talk. I know there were a couple of WVA people there. I want to shout out especially Nick Davis. I saw him there. So let's go, Nick Davis.
Fellow NMC.
On Monday, I went there, and it was super late, but I was hungry, so I was like, let me get some dinner. And they didn't have orange chicken, but they had shrimp. So I got a rice bowl with shrimp, and I never had tried that before, but I was like, it was pretty good. So
the honey walnut shrimp. Mm-hmm. Banger.
Yes, the honey walnut shrimp. And I ate the little honey walnuts, and I thought, what are these? Are these pecans? But walnuts makes a lot more sense. So got some of that. But as far as fish tacos, we didn't have any fish tacos in the studio today, but I did have a cheesy bean and rice burrito from Taco Bell that I had left over, and so me and Kristen just split that. And we got a picture of it, and we're going to put it up on the our Instagram at the end of the show today, at WVUAFM. Make sure to follow us and like us and send us messages of anything that you like here on The Morning Show. If you've got a message for us, you can message us directly at WVUAFM, and we'll answer your question.
Well, we love to hear feedback.
Yes, yes, yes.
From
so,
dear listeners,
National Fish Taco Day, National Opposite Day. We're celebrating that. So we've got some fun stuff coming up to celebrate that. But, in addition to National Fish Taco Day, today is also a special day.
I think even a more. Now, you know, fish tacos are great, but
yeah.
Dare I say a more important holiday than fish tacos?
I think you might be right there, and I think the special holiday that it is, it's a holiday that happens every week.
Every week.
As it should, and that holiday is
Weezer Wednesday!
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. I love it, you love it, we all love it, because we all love Weezer.
This is so true.
And so, here on The Morning Show, We are recognizing Weezer once again, and we wanted to Christian. I think you had something going on with Weezer in your life. That's what last week we shared Weezer fun facts, and today we're sharing Weezer going on in our lives. What have you got going on in your life with Weezer?
Oh well, you know, there's always something going on with Weezer, but specifically, I'm a part of Blunt's a cappella group, and not to spoil anything, but. And we might not end up doing it because, you know, it's hard to find sheet music nowadays, especially for a cappella. But we were thinking about and we were looking into doing Weezer a cappella.
All right. So keep us updated on that. We've got a great song. You've picked this one out, Christian. What Weezer song are we playing today?
We got My Name is Jonas off their iconic Blue album.
Off their iconic Blue album. And so this is My Name is Jonas by Weezer here on Weezer Wednesday. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got more fun stuff coming up.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Christian. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know, now, Noah, I just heard some wonderful news. Actually read some wonderful news.
Uh-huh.
So, is this in the Netherlands, yeah, the positive news of the day for everyone.
Oh, yes, okay, positive news of the day.
So, in the Netherlands, they've tried something called bubble barriers to stop plastic pollution before it reaches the sea, and they found out it's extremely effective, and it's set to roll out everywhere across Western Europe. And, you know, it's called the Great Bubble Barrier, and what it is, it's a perforated tube that you put on riverbeds, and it, like, creates a curtain of bubbles which nudges waste over to the bank so you can collect it.
Uh-huh.
And they said it snags plastic particles as small as 1 millimeter and intercepts as much as 86% of flotsam in inland waters before it reaches the sea. So you never know. It could eventually spread all across, you know, America, over into
the
China,
rest of the,
you know,
world, Australia,
world.
Yeah.
And really help cut down on plastic pollution in the sea, you know?
Yeah, because I know all this microplastic stuff, no joke.
No, not good. It gets in the fish, and then it gets in you.
It gets in you, especially if you're eating fish. I know we're talking about Fish Taco Day.
Indeed,
I mean, you don't want to have microplastic Fish Taco Day.
I
just want
to have
Fish Taco
Fish Taco Day.
I know, so...
Cilantro lime crema time.
So, well, that's a positive thing to happening. I'm happy to hear that people are making an effort to try to fix the problems that we have. I think that is a good thing that we have going on today.
It is, and it's such an original idea, you know. I'm so glad that people can think so originally, so outside the box.
And what was the name? The Great Bubble Barrier?
The Great Bubble Barrier.
Great Bubble Barrier. I mean, that's just like a good name. Great Bubble Barrier.
Indeed.
Do you have a favorite, it makes me think of, do you have a favorite tongue twister?
Ooh, you know, Sally sells... Seashells by the seashore is always a classic.
One of my favorite is it's girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle.
Oh, that's good. And then also odd, because you think it'd be easier because it's just two words, but saying toy boat repeatedly really fast.
Toy boat. No, I see it, yeah. Wait, but no, you got to try it. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle.
Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle.
Exactly. All of you at home, try it out. Girl gargoyle, girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. So, girls. So, this is The Morning Show. We're going to stay tuned for the 9 o'clock hour. We got, we're going to talk about Oscars, Best Picture nominees. We're going to... keep celebrating Opposite Day. We're going to talk about a fun event that we're excited about. And who knows, our programming director, Kayla, might be in, and we might talk to her, too. So stay tuned. We got a great 9 o'clock hour coming up. Here's Father John Misty with Goodbye.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake right here on The Morning Show. This is 90.7 The Capstone, 90.7 WVUA-FM. FM, WVUA-FM. We got a whole bunch of letters there. It's like a little alphabet soup.
It is.
Good morning, Christian. A veritable alphabet soup of a person.
So
I would say this is The Morning Show. Oscar nominations came out yesterday.
They did, yeah.
And so we were talking a little bit about some of our thoughts and prayers for some of the major some of the other categories and everything. But we wanted to hit Best Picture.
Yeah,
our thoughts on Best Picture. So a couple of years ago, they expanded the Best Picture. It used to be like 5 to 8 films or whatever, and now it's 10, which I think, honestly, is a very good idea because I think the past couple of years, it's allowed it to, like, spread the love. There's, like, lots of love getting spread around, and I think there's a good spread in the Best Pictures. Now, are there a couple of things that I wish were there that were not? Yes, of course. Like, I wish Nope was there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm sad that there's no Nope love. I mean, come on. Let's give it something. Let's give it cinematography or something. But, because have you seen Nope?
I haven't yet, no.
Okay. You might say, nope, you haven't seen it.
Nope.
But one of my favorite movies of the past year. But I think there's some great films in the Best Picture. I think Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun, yep. I mean, Elvis.
Elvis.
Sermon killed it. Now, I'm excited, and I'm really hoping for a sweep here. You know, all 11 nominations.
Correct.
Alabama's favorite son candidate.
Yes.
Our dear Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Because everything, Daniel Scheinert, I think is how you say.
Yeah, he's from Birmingham, is he
not? He's from Birmingham, Alabama. And so he is part of the directing team called the Daniels, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. And they directed Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is a great movie. And it's up for 11 nominations, including Best Picture. And I think we got to get an EEAAO sweep, as
we
you might
do,
say.
Yeah.
EEAAO. EIO. We're talking about alphabet soup. There we go.
Yep, roll tide.
But so I'm excited for that. There's some good stuff here. Me and my friends, we always like to watch all the – what's the Best Picture nominees come out? We always like to watch all of them.
Yeah.
So I have seen a few of these, but I haven't seen a lot of them. And so we're going to have to go check them out. And so, Christian, we may have to watch some of these together.
We might, yeah.
We might have to watch some of these. But we're going to keep you posted whenever stuff comes up. And you know after the Oscars happen, you know we're going to have opinions. You know. So stay tuned for everything like that. But you know, Oscars night is a long way away. But there was something that Christian is excited about, an event that you're excited about that's very soon.
Yeah. So, you know, last week, of course, it was the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And so to celebrate his life and his legacy, and also to sort of encourage and spur the change that he wanted in the world in current generations, the DI department of the College of Arts and Sciences, along with all of the choirs, so university chorus, university singers, tenor and bass chorus, and treble chorus, and then the University of Alabama Department of Theater and Dance are putting on a concert, a DI concert, in honor of the legacy and memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Moody Music Hall in the main concert hall.
Okay, so they're going to have a little sort of in memoriam service.
Yeah, there's some really powerful moments of dance, mm-hmm. of theater, of song. There's some really good videos. I mean,
okay.
Multimedia. We had a dress rehearsal, and it went extremely well, and I really think it'll be both enjoyable, educational, and inspirational.
Uh-huh. I mean, those are the best things. Are you in it?
We are. I am, yeah. I'm singing with choir.
Okay, so we can see you tomorrow night From what time does it start?
It's 7, and if I had to reckon, it'll take about an hour and a half. I reckon it'll be over around 8:30 to 8:45.
Okay.
If I had to reckon.
All right. So 7 to maybe to it'll be done before 9 probably.
Yeah.
So definitely go out and we'll make sure. So that's Thursday night.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Moody Music.
Moody Music, and we're gonna put that up on our events calendar at on our website wvuafm.ua.edu. So go check that out if you're interested. All right. We're gonna be back in just a minute to celebrate the day, and we're gonna take a bit of a funny picture, so stay tuned for that. Here's Middle Kids with Mistake.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Bright Eyes on 90.7 WVUA-FM, the Capstone, the morning show.
It's the morning show, WVUA. This is 90.7, the Capstone. My name is Noah. I'm here with Christian. We are co-hosts on the Wednesday morning show. And we like to have a fun time. And we had a fun time just now. It's opposite day.
It is.
So make sure that you are celebrating opposite day in whatever way you must celebrate it. But we took a fun picture that you can see on our Instagram at the end of the show today at WVUAFM of us. We put our outfits on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christian has changed back because he has to head out in a bit. Indeed. in just a minute here. But I'm still wearing mine, so I've got my back pockets on my front. And you know what? I think it's kind of a vibe. It's kind of a look.
It is. Yeah.
So I might have to keep on keeping it on with this and everything. But So, Christian, have you ever celebrated opposite day in the past?
Just with, like, the bit of saying the opposite thing of what you're doing, but, like, never worn the clothes backwards all day or anything like that.
I know, so...
You know, it is kind of a vibe, though. Maybe I'll change back.
Maybe I'll change back, yeah. Or maybe you can just, like, act the opposite of how you usually do.
That's
or
true.
Whatever. Opposite day can be interpreted in so many different ways.
It can. It
if
really can.
If you are doing anything crazy for opposite day or if you're doing anything fun, send us a message on Instagram at WVUAFM and let us know what you're doing. You can give us a call if you want to, 205-348-9070. But either way, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to hear it from you on this special day of what today is, because today is a very special day.
Yes, a holiday.
Yes, it's a holiday. That's a good way of putting it, because I think a holiday is a fitting term for this special day. It is a holiday that happens every single week. It's mm-hmm. a weekly holiday.
But that does not diminish its importance.
It in fact enhances the holiday, which happens every week in the middle of the week on the special day that is today, and the special day that is the day, and the special holiday that it is in fact
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the 9 o'clock hour. You saw us in the 8 o'clock hour. We celebrated Weezer Wednesday. We talked about how Weezer is influencing your life. We talked about how it's influencing Christian's life. It's influencing my life because the song "Precious Metal Girl" has been stuck in my head for the past week, and it has made it so like I go to sleep and I dream about it. So to try to get it out of my head or to keep it in my head even further, that's what I really want. We're going to play it here on 90.7 The Capstone. We're going to play you some Weezer. And you know what? We're going to have a good Weezer Wednesday. It is Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. Let me go ahead and load up Precious Metal Girl.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Casey Moon with Glass right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show, helping you finish your 9 o'clock hour strong here on your radio station, playing some great music for you and telling you about some stuff that you should be excited about. I want to tell you about an event that I'm excited about. So I am an enjoyer of magic. Now, I know it's all sleight of hand and silly stuff or whatever, but it's something I just go in there and I'm like, you got it, man. You're doing it, whatever. Even when I know the tricks, I'm like, whoa, how did you do that? Because why not? Why not make the magician feel good? They're already spending their full time as magician. Why not make them feel good about it? But no hate to magicians. I love magicians. I love magic. And there is going to be a magic show tomorrow night at the Student Center. In the Student Center Theater at 8 p.m. And it's going to be free. A Night of Magic with Trig Watson, sponsored by University Programs. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get cut in half. Maybe he'll make my student debt disappear, or someone's. But I think could be lots of fun, and I'm gonna try to make it. I'm gonna try to be there. I know. Christian told us about earlier this hour about a performance that he was in, MLK Memorial performance. So that's also the same night. So, hey, why not hit both? Go ahead and go to both and see what's going on, because there's stuff going on here. And we're gonna have both those up on our events calendar by the end of the show. That's at our website, wvuafm.ua.edu. Make sure to go check it out. Here's CBDB, Smile Real Big.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Duckworth here on 90.7 The Capstone in the Morning Show. My name is Noah. I want to give you a quick Crimson White news break, hopping over to the culture side of the Crimson White here on the Morning Show. I wanted to highlight an article by Augie Barnett, did a little interview with Kendall Street Company ahead of their show, or their concert at the Druid City Music Hall. They're going to be playing there tomorrow night. So if you need even another thing to do tomorrow night, they're going to be playing there. They're from Virginia. They're a little like a genre fluid eclectic rock band that's going to be playing at Druid City Music Hall tomorrow night. So this is about like the – they've come to Tuscaloosa several times in the past. And this is going to be the first time they're going to be at Druid City. They've got a nice group of the band. There's about like five different people in the thing, in the group, and they like to put on a good show. They got some fun songs, they got some funny songs, and definitely going to be a nice night. So if you don't have anything going on tomorrow night, and we've got lots of things that you could be doing, so definitely go check out our events calendar and stay updated on our events calendar. And if you on our Instagram, you can in our bio, you can sign up for a newsletter, and we highlight an event every week of something that is coming up that we're excited about. So go check it out at WVUA-FM. Here's Tensi, Vanishing Coin on the Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Almost out of minutes here on the Morning Show, but before I go, I want to highlight some new music. Shout out to Alice and the music team for putting in new music on the station every week. Want to highlight something from Weevil. They've got some new music out, Never Stay for Love. It's a nice little song that we've been listening to that we like. It's sort of like sort of lo-fi, sort of chill hop, a little bit like that. And I think it's a great song to play out the morning show today. So I hope you have a good morning. Hope you've had a good time. I'm going to post some of the pictures, some of the stuff, some from the highlights from the morning show today on our Instagram at WVUAFM. Be sure to go check it out and see Opposite Day in our burrito we ate today. And all the fun stuff and everything going on. And we'll see you next week here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.